Episode 0. Welcome to the Take Up Code Podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host. This first episode introduces the Take Up Code Podcast and what you can expect. And really, it's here to answer the question, why take up code? There are two parts to why take up code. Why should you learn how to program at all? And why is take up code your best option to help you achieve your desires? Let's first talk about why you should learn how to program. You may not have considered all the following benefits to learning how to program, so I hope you get some value right now, even in this introductory episode. One of my students says that he wants to learn how to program, but doesn't want to be a developer. There's nothing wrong with this. He's actually really smart for realizing the benefits of learning how to program. You see, programming is becoming a basic skill and is needed in more and more applications. The reason programming is becoming a basic skill is because it helps you solve any kind of problem. You can automate tasks that save you time and gather and organize results to help you understand what could be wrong when faced with a problem. You understand how to divide a problem into smaller pieces. Each of those pieces are then easier to solve. You learn how to think differently and apply patterns and steps to solve one problem and then apply that solution to other similar problems. And you gain insight into how things work that will help you better use them to their full potential. This applies to both devices and tools as well as software applications. Programming gets you into a creative mindset, and soon you'll be planning to build things instead of buying them. If you enjoy building and constructing things, then learning how to program is just plain fun. It's what we already do without realizing it. Have you ever developed a routine? I know I have a system for everything, including how I wash my hands, how to tie my shoes, and how to back up my car. This is why when we first learn how to do something, we are slow and deliberate about it. But over time, we can perform a task without thinking about it. We have programmed ourselves. Want proof? Just put a bandage on your finger and watch how much you'll struggle to tie your shoes again. This is because you have to adapt and rewrite your shoe tying program. It doesn't matter what you do. You can become a software developer. You can become an amazing QA engineer. Almost anything to do with engineering will benefit from programming. You could be mechanical, electrical, chemical engineer. You can also apply programming to the arts too. Writing, music, or even history, geography, psychology. Pretty much everything these days uses computers directly or indirectly, and knowing how to program will help you in ways that I can't even begin to list. You'll be a better manager or a better investor. You'll be able to select better programmers in interviews and build and attract stronger teams. You'll understand good designs and spot quality investments. And you'll be able to translate the work between technical and non-technical people. You can be that person who really gets both worlds. Now that you know why it's important to learn how to program, how can you go about learning how to program? Well, you can go to college for the next 4 to 6 years. A lot of people I interview that are fresh out of college still don't know enough, though. You can go to a boot camp for an intense 8 to 12 weeks. This is really just an expensive barrage of topics that will cause more information overload than any real learning. You see, it takes time to learn a skill like programming. Our brains need to grow into our new skills. You can teach yourself how to program. But it's really hard. Now that's what I did, but my story is full of desperation and a lot of luck. I moved to Singapore in 1991. I had a 30-day visit visa, $400 in my pocket, and no job. I started going to walk-in interviews, even though I had very little programming training in college, and that was 3 years earlier. So for a moment, imagine me sitting at a desk with my first programming interview assignment. It's simple, really. Just sort some strings and display the result. I panic and forget all about my single semester of programming in college and revert to something primal and raw. I answer the question by writing a page full of assembly language. And not just any assembly language, but 8085 assembly. If you don't know, this dates back to 1976. 15 years is a long time for technology. It's got to be longer than dog years. Now, I was actually quite pleased with myself until I talked with the interviewer. He thought I was making fun of him. Yeah, I didn't get that job. A recruiter set up another interview with a hardware company for a software project to encrypt documents. Remember that luck I mentioned? I'm about to get a whole bunch of it. I'm not going to make the same 15 dog year mistake again, so I buy a book on C programming and read the whole thing in one weekend before my interview. Now, this was a badly managed, privately owned hardware company that did not understand software. The owner was more interested in luxury watches than engineering, and he hired a manager to run the company who was more interested in playing guitars. I convinced them to hire me mainly because, well, they just didn't know any better. I kept reading and learning, and here's the key though, I kept doing, and completed the project to encrypt files in about 4 months. I was dreaming software in my sleep. It was a bit scary, actually. Never did figure out why I opened all the kitchen cupboard doors one night. I was probably trying to encrypt the dishes. This was a text-based DOS program, and initial customer feedback was great, but they wanted a Windows version. It took me another month to learn how to program Windows and create a prototype to show to the guitar-loving manager. There are 3 million computers running DOS. DOS is the future, my man. Multimedia is where DOS is going. Music, not Windows. Yeah, that company didn't last long, but it did help me get started in software. If you can find a similar company, then go for it. Otherwise, let me help show you a better way. I can help you do much better. You'll learn from my mistakes, achievements, and insights. I don't know everything and never will. Programming is a commitment to lifelong learning, and the more you learn, the more you'll realize just how much more there is to learn. I'll show you real programming skills. This is not just a web developer bootcamp. We'll have fun with it and explore a wide range of topics, and we'll cover multiple languages eventually. Initially, I'll help you with fundamental concepts that will apply to any language, and mixed in there will be some topics specific to C++ and C#. We'll do all of this with a free weekday podcast. And Fridays will be all about your questions and answers. There's some great content here on the Take Up Code podcast. Make sure you subscribe and check out the next episode. Additional episodes will be available each weekday. And don't forget the Q&A Fridays. Go to takeupcode.com and submit your questions through the Contact Us form. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the next episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a positive rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide 5-star ratings and reviews and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. Don't be afraid, even if you break a few dishes. Just start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.